This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana, and we head down the home stretch with Stephanie Shriok. She is president of Emily's List, has been for the last 10 years. It's the largest national resource for women in politics. For the past 35 years, Emily's List has been on a mission to elect Democratic pro-choice women into office. Emily's List is an organization, of course, that many feel passionately about on every side of the political spectrum. If you'd like to join our conversation with Stephanie, our number is 877-217-5757. Her book is Run to Win, Lessons in Leadership for Women Changing the World. Good morning to you, Stephanie. Nice to hear your voice.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we are in interesting times, aren't we?
We sure are. We sure are. Like every 10 minutes, I feel like I got to check and see what happened.
Well, Run to Win is the book, and the foreword is written by none other than the soon-to-be Vice President Kamala Harris, and she is going to be the most prominent woman in American, perhaps world politics, by virtue of being the Vice President. Literally a heartbeat away from the presidency, and the president, of course, as we know, it will be 78 years old in 8 days. So Kamala Harris, in many ways, embodies what has happened in American politics over the last 35 years since Emily's List came about. 35 years ago, or 36 years ago, actually, I guess it's 37 now, Geraldine Ferraro was named the VP choice by Walter Mondale, and collectively they carried one state. That shows just there how things have changed to a great degree, and perhaps for the better. Women are now a viable part of the American political fabric. They represent a majority of the electorate, and Kamala Harris is a force to be reckoned with, and at her age, she'll be here for a long time. What are your thoughts about her as we move forward in our conversation, Stephanie?
Well, I have to say, just even hearing you say she's going to be vice president next week gave me goosebumps, because I feel like this has been our work for so long. And her story is the story of so many brave women who have stepped up to run for office of all backgrounds. Emily's List starts working with women at a very localized level in so many ways. And in the case of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, we worked with her when she was DA in San Francisco, and then supported her attorney general race in California. And then I personally talked to her about whether or not she should run for that United States Senate seat when it became vacant. I mean, this is the work that we do at Emily's List. It is very intentional, and we stick with these incredible leaders their entire career, and are often the ones who suggest, hey, it's time to take the next step. And that's the work that we've been doing, and here we are on the verge of seeing the first woman vice president, and it's really extraordinary.
877-217-5757. Stephanie Shriok is our guest. She's president of Emily's List. Emily's List has helped elect 1,500 Democratic pro-choice women to the House, 26 to the Senate, 16 governors. And some of the people who have benefited from support: Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Stacey Abrams, Tammy Duckworth. And the list is truly too long to mention. Mary Landrieu here in Louisiana, for example, was a pro-choice woman who actually won 3 times for the United States Senate in the great state of Louisiana. A listener asked a good question before we go to some calls, and that is, what is your thought when you are in a race and you're opposing a woman, as it happened in Georgia? Kelly Loeffler, I think, was, quote, pro-life, and she was defeated by Raphael Warnock. Is that a tough call, or does that really matter when you're assessing whether or not somebody is for or against abortion rights?
Well, we've got a very simple mission, which has been our guiding star, and that is that we are here to elect pro-choice Democratic women. And so with that, there's 3 parts to that, and all 3 are really important. We believe that believing in reproductive justice is a key value to ensuring that women have the opportunities to live the lives and raise the families they want to have. We believe in the Democratic Party because it's a party that's been committed to opportunities for women and people of color, and our job is to keep pushing them further and further, and we do, but that's really important. And of course, we want to see diversity of gender, and until there's at least 50% women sitting at every governing table, and a lot more women governors and mayors, we have a lot of work to do. But we've got our piece of it, and that's because we believe in the values of both the Democratic Party and reproductive justice.
Another question, this one from Holly in the Garden District, noting that you were involved in helping Al Franken become a U.S. senator. He won a very close race in Minnesota. Do you think he made the right choice by resigning?
Yeah, I know it was a very tough choice for him, and obviously know him very, very well after that very close race that, if folks remember, had a recount and then a contest, and then we went to the Minnesota State Supreme. I learned a lot about law in that particular election law in that race. But, you know, at the moment when he needed to make that decision, I back him up. He was focusing on the people of Minnesota and what was really best for their needs, in that the chaos around what was going on was not going to be good for the people. And so he made that decision. And these are the hard decisions that we need our elected officials to make. And they're not always easy. And then things continue moving on. And now we look at Minnesota and we've got Amy Klobuchar, of course, is the senior senator, was a senior senator at the time, but also Tina Smith, who stepped up in place of Al Franken, and Tina, who'd been a dear supporter of the Franken operation and now is serving the people of Minnesota and is a phenomenal senator and somebody I'm proud Emily's List supported and got her into that race because she's great. This is the work that we have to continue doing. We need good people in office.
What is your assessment of the Supreme Court now with six conservative justices, three appointed or nominated and then confirmed by the president, or confirmed by the Senate after the president nominated them, Coney Barrett and Kavanaugh and Gorsuch? It seems that the Supreme Court now is in a position to overturn much, if not all, of Roe v. Wade. Is that a real threat?
I believe it is a real threat, and it's not just because the U.S. Supreme Court has been situated this way, really because Mitch McConnell did something truly terrible under the Obama administration and never did give Merrick Garland a opportunity to be heard, which is really the beginning of the tragedy of all of this. But it also is the courts underneath, the federal circuit courts and all of these other courts that have just been stacked with conservative judges because of the McConnell-Trump regime. And we're going to pay for it not just in reproductive rights, but on so many individual rights across this country and economic opportunities. I think this is one thing that's going to take a long time to change, and it's precisely why we need to work always and be intentional about who is sitting at those decision-making tables. Like, this just didn't happen. It was because of elections, and elections matter, and why I just have spent the last 11 years, you know, talking to women and getting more women to run for office across this country. We need those perspectives, particularly women of color, at the table, and we end up with better policies and better people in those types of situations. It matters who runs. It matters who wins. And we hope that this book will inspire more and more people to step up and run for office.
The book is Run to Win, Phil and Jefferson Terrace. You're on with Stephanie Shriok, president of Emily's List. Hi, Phil.
Good morning, I appreciate what you do, but I would really appreciate a promise to end these endless wars It seems like neither party is really serious about peace, and we need peace.
All right. Well, that is a different issue, but I'm sure you feel strongly about that one as well, Stephanie.
Indeed. It's time for a calmer nation and a calmer world, and I'm hoping that we're going to head that direction. I'm hopeful we will start heading that direction.
What do you think will happen in the next 8 days?
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even sure what's going to happen in the eight minutes from now. Like I said, I don't mean to be glib about it, but we have got... I mean, I'll just be very blunt. I believe that we have a person sitting in the presidency who is incapable of fulfilling the duties of that position and made that clear with the insurgency that happened last week at the United States Capitol. And so every day that he sits there is worrisome and should be worrisome to everybody in this country, because we don't know how unhinged he is. And I would love, if I had a magic wand, I would see Mike Pence step up and do something and get this cabinet to sign Article 25. And
we've got a roll, but thank you, Stephanie Shriok. The book is Run to Win. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support. Stay tuned.